Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Never ever seen that before. Look so good. Now put it back in your trousers and let's begin the podcast.
The oddest way to start a bloody pod on.
Yeah, but if it says it's 10 minutes, oh, I could say 10 minutes, 30 seconds, or 10 hours, 30 minutes. Are you just going to keep staring at the countdown?
No, I'm just going to stare. If it was 10 hours or 1 hour, it was 10 hours. Okay. We're fine. I'm not going to say.
So this podcast will last for 10 hours. So get yourself a cup of tea, get yourself a sandwich, and get yourself in a sleeping bag.
Maybe we should try to do that sometime. Have a 10-hour live.
Wonder what the longest podcast is.
Just a regular pod? Any pod?
Yeah.
Just one episode.
What is the longest ever podcast? I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some world record thing.
All right. That was very spontaneous.
It might get us publicity.
Will it? Wouldn't that give more publicity to the ones that actually broken the records?
No, if we do it.
I think...
No, what we've got to do is find out, but there must be some rules. You know, it's like those people that eat boiled eggs. They've got to eat 144 or something, but they all have to be boiled. You know, like, yeah. There's certain rules, isn't there?
Well, why did you bring the boiled egg rule up? Because that's...
What do you reckon the boiled egg... How many do you think is the boiled egg?
Record for a person. Yeah. How long time does it have to... Does he or she? I'm guessing
Most boiled eggs eaten by someone.
A total in the lifetime?
No, at a one sitting.
And how long's the sitting? Until you sleep? Because you
didn't... No, but there must be a record in the Guinness Book of Records that says Ravi from Pakistan.
Why Ravi from Pakistan?
No, he likes eggs.
And Ravi, he couldn't be from Pakistan. Must be from India because it's a Hindu name.
Okay. Ate all these eggs. And he's now on the world record.
I think us talking about who've eaten the egg for this long time is actually a world record about talking about who's breaking.
This will surprise you.
All right.
What is the world record for eating boiled eggs? Is a
all
question, right?
How many? Okay, can I guess? In one sitting?
I can give you the time.
All right.
Right?
Time.
And you have to guess how many eggs.
Yeah, time.
6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Whoa. It's a he, I'm guessing. It can't be a she. You gotta be a fucking stupid idiot guy.
It's a she.
No way!
This one is.
No way! All right. Okay.
6 minutes, 40 seconds. Just mime it.
6 minutes, 40 seconds. How many can you eat at it? Wow, it's pretty few. If you eat one, 10 seconds. Well, 54.
Not a bad guess. 65.
Ah, that's pretty good.
That's cool. But in the first ever world hard-boiled egg-eating championship, right? Joey Chestnut, his name
no,
is.
No,
Joey Chestnut.
What is this, a Joe?
He beat the world record in 8 minutes. Guess how many he did? You just saw it, didn't you?
No, 112?
141.
That can't be good. You must die from 141 eggs.
Are you supposed to have like only two or three eggs a day or something? Imagine his breath after that.
I mean, it could be good for your body to have 141
eggs in 8 minutes.
Nah, that's not fucking normal.
Rest in peace, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Chestnut as well. You must have tried eating chestnuts as well.
Yeah, he must
have. I mean, he must have. That's why he's just an idiot.
And small wallabies.
Funny if somebody told him, like, oh, have you eaten chestnuts? Like, why? Why would I eat chestnuts? Like, your name? It's like, that's brilliant. I should do that. And now I come up, I should try to fuck as many people as possible. Why? Because my name is Fucky. And that's, you know.
But isn't it like, it's a good party trick. No, not a party trick, but it's a good introduction at a party.
141
is,
eggs.
No, but like, this is Joey Chestnut. They're going to be like, Your surname's Chestnut.
Yeah, of course.
I'm allergic to you.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to say, what have you done, Joey Chestnut? He goes, I've eaten 141 eggs. He must have done other stuff.
I will do something completely different if your name is Chestnut. It's like, have a few pints and you might get some nuts on your chest. You know, I'll just...
Okay. But he's talking to the priest at the wedding.
The priest is all for that.
What record could you do? What record would you go for? Quite seriously, like longest pubic hair or something.
Record? You can't have a record.
There's people like with longest nails. You've seen those people.
Yeah. I couldn't do anything of that. It would probably be something to do with...
banging your head on a wall or something.
No, I think something that's very repetitive, annoying. Like either staying awake as long as possible. I think I'll go for something like... you can never break that, but at least I'll be... above the average on that. I won't break the Guinness record. You can't find anything to break the record on.
What about, would you beat eggs? How many eggs would you do?
I would do not many eggs at all, mate.
Three, maybe.
I'm not good at eating at one... if you tell me that I can eat over a week, then yeah, maybe. But, you know, for like 8 minutes, nah, I'll come in the lower periphery of the population, like the 5%.
That was a weird sentence. You'll come in the lower periphery of the population. Is that a warning for everybody?
It sounded like a warning, doesn't it? He's in the periphery of the lower population. It's like you go in the ghettos and streak.
How are you feeling, mate, about football?
Oh, it's not great, but, you know.
1-10.
It's a long season.
I actually saw someone say Poch because of the buys they've made.
No, I don't agree. I think the only bad buys that's been made, if to be, you know, is that the ones we've released are the one coming in better. And the obvious choice there is, of course, we've let Townsend and Chadli go. I don't know if we really needed both of them, but we got Sissoko instead for a combined fee of the two of them. Yeah.
He was out of the squad, left at home.
Yeah, he hasn't kickstarted at all.
Poch has actually said that he needs to pick his training up.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, he was a risk kind of. I understand the player they bought. They wanted that kind of a player.
They wanted
know?
The guy in the Euros. The player that Newcastle hadn't seen.
He wanted a direct, you know, strong physical player.
Yeah,
and I truly believe that
you bought Joey Chestnut.
Then when Liverpool bought Mane, I think he kind of went, that's the player we wanted. And yeah, because he even said that when he bought Sissoko, that he wanted a Mane kind of player.
Yeah.
But I think Mane would have suited Spurs better than Sissoko for us because he also scores goals. He's more of a striker. We needed somebody to relieve goals on. Not Sissoko. He doesn't score goals.
Yeah.
He will create space and stuff, and we have players like that. Maybe not like him, but he's not kicked in at all. We'll see. Maybe in half a year, if he finds good form, he'll still be a decent player.
That's football, though, isn't
but
it?
But it's like, a lot of
every now and again, you could turn around for
it. It's a lot of money for him, and I think that's the only buy I believe was, you know, why did we buy that player?
Yeah.
Because we don't definitely needed him, and we had players of similar qualities. But you know, reason they're unknown, personal, you know, how it comes along with them. But I think still Kevin Vimmo is still a good buy. He's still young and cheap. Still about Wanyama is still a very good buy, and he's probably been our best player of the course of the season.
Eriksen came into a little bit of form, played quite well. Scored a great goal.
First game in a long time, he's played well. First Premier League goal. We actually had a good game against Chelsea, to be honest.
Ali struggled again.
Yeah, he hasn't been in top form. Yeah. He's been niggling with injuries the whole season as well. And I think especially first 25, that was one of the better halves. And then Chelsea, good goal from Pedro. Chelsea was good as well, but it's the first time you've seen Chelsea in seven games struggling a little bit against a team. So much of the day they have the tactical approach where they show that we really attacked them on the left wing with Son.
Yeah.
And we tried to do that in both wings, but of course on the right we didn't have that width at all. This game we would have needed to play like Lamella.
Yeah.
I think we'd miss Lamella. A lot of people give him stick, but you notice when he's not playing what difference our attack is.
Yeah, he's a little creator, isn't he?
the thing with Lamela, he, you tend to see all the mistakes he does, right? The, oh, he, that pass didn't go through. Oh, he dropped the. But then you have to understand that he tries it 10 times,
yeah,
and if you succeed only 2 times, those 2 times are usually half chances, chances.
It's like you on Tinder, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But so Chelsea went on.
It was a good game of football, though.
Yeah, it was. It was. I thought you'd be a bit disappointed. You're only when you were 1-0 up. You're really dominated when you conceded the goal.
But that's been going on the whole season.
Yeah,
that's been going on the whole season. I mean, that is a problem that's been going on. This time we were 1-0 up and didn't take our chances. Other games we were 0-0 and haven't taken our chances. This has been. But it's not only that. It's just we're not putting the chances in, but we're not creating that much. To be completely honest, a lot of half chances here and there, and it is a bad spell for us. We're still only 7 points off Chelsea. It's not a complete disaster. The season is long, so not going to panic. But it's a bad spell. Yeah, we said that last week as well. I said it, and then after the loss against Monaco out of Champions League, of course, it's bad. But it's still, it's just 4 teams that are really doing quite well at the moment. United are struggling. Everton does not seem
United
to be.
United now 11 points behind.
We're pretty safe in fifth. Would not be a complete disaster if we finish fifth. But I still think we made strides as a team, and the stadium is coming. So I think not panic, but still look for the top spots, of course. But then Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea and City can have a bad patch as well. If we look at now, we're just a few points behind. Oh, we're a few points behind Liverpool and Chelsea, yes, but they have been playing in top form.
Yeah.
If Coutinho's injury is really bad now, that might fall to Liverpool. I mean,
Chelsea took a while for Liverpool to get the goal.
But they pressed the shit out of them the entire game.
Yeah, and Klopp said it's the most defensive team he's ever faced.
Odd thing to say, I think. I don't know why he said that, really. That's unprofessional.
Yeah.
I mean, ever? I don't think that could have been the most ever. But then he did rectify himself and say, the way we pressed, of course, the way we play, they have to be defensive. But what are you supposed to do if you're Sunderland? Just picked up 2 really rare wins. You had an atrocious season. You go to Anfield, you're just hoping to get a draw. If they think they're going to win there with the form Liverpool's in, then you're an absolute... that's a bad plan. So
and Klopp was seen like giving it kind of come on support the team because the fans started to get on their backs a bit, which I want to talk about in a minute about the Arsenal fans. I watched Arsenal Bournemouth. I couldn't believe how like one wayward pass and it's the whole crowd. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's just been I think Arsenal is just in a very odd situation that we haven't seen teams been in. Teams have highs and lows, periods of 3-4 years of greatness, 3-4 years of, recuperating, then they come back 3-4 years, or they stay on top. Arsenal's been exactly the same for now 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
And before that, they were the same for 5. So I just think that the frustration is just something different in Arsenal. It's not this frustration we always lose. It's just a frustration that it's the fucking same.
It's just
the fucking same.
Well, November there was their first win, and they struggled against Bournemouth. I like Bournemouth. I like the way they played.
Good manager.
Here's a question for you, right? Wenger hasn't. Wenger hasn't spoken to Wilshere since he went on loan, which seems to be quite normal. For us, it seems a bit weird.
It seems to be...
We haven't seen James for, 3 years, but we still talk to him every now and again.
No, but if I was a manager of a team that got players loaned out, I would have constant contact with them.
Yeah.
I feel that is the way to go, but maybe it's not...
Even if it's just dick pics,
Especially dick pics. Just to know if the size is the same.
But because he doesn't play against his team...
Yeah.
How do you think he feels... Does he want his team to win and prove it to Arsenal? Or does he want Arsenal to win?
Good question. But I do believe the situation he's in...
It's a very good question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I think it comes down to this. We always talk about football players, loyalty and stuff like that, how much they love the club and Charles. I think at the end of the day, they have to... Especially when he's been loaned out from Arsenal. He's an Arsenal player from the get-go. If he was a youngster from Arsenal... you would say he will want Bournemouth to win because he knows he might not go back. But for Wilshere, it's really, really difficult because if he really believes he'll go back to Arsenal, if that's truly what he believes, then maybe he was hoping for Arsenal.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the professional footballers, I think he has a bad day. He would think about, I might not go back to Arsenal. Just hope we win this. I don't know.
I'm surprised by the loan, really.
Why?
I know he went through a lot of injuries, but he really could do a job for Arsenal.
Is he supposed to play? He's got an abundance of midfielders now at Arsenal. I think it's very difficult to get Will. I mean,
I think they missed Cassola.
But he's in that position where you want to play Ramsey, perhaps, and Cazorla is way better in that position.
Yeah,
especially in that formation. And then he wants somebody harder besides a Cazorla. And if he doesn't play Cazorla, I think he'd rather play Ramsey than Wilshere in that position.
Mm.
So, and then he has his Alexis, and he's got an Ozil. And
the amount of times Ozil looks to Sanchez is beyond embarrassing. Like, it's like, I've got option there, Oxlade-Chamberlain. No, back to Sanchez all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think they know they're the kind of player that can unlock stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think that Wenger's instruction we have two players now, probably the only one who can, with a higher percentage rate, you know, unlock defenses. Just give the ball to them as much as possible. Try to get them into the in and around the box.
As well,
yeah,
you know,
both of them are probably world class and probably the only ones in Arsenal that is. Oh, Czech perhaps as well.
So Arsenal went on, and then on Sunday we're going to get to the big game, the Swansea West Ham.
Oh, brilliant.
Swansea Palace, because it was incredible. But let's look at United. They conceded really early again. Didn't really recover. Looked static. Mourinho sent to the stands again.
But haven't this been this? I mean, they have.
Zlatan was to blame.
They have one too good. They have one game, two games to look pretty good. You know, sometimes. Last week against Arsenal, they looked very, very good for the more or less entirely 90 minutes, except for the goal they conceded. But they look good, and then they have like these boring, dead, dull games where nothing happens and they don't create anything. Yeah. It looks a bit like Van Gaal, to be honest. It's not that different. It's just a...
Yeah, even when they went on that long run last year and they were like 14 games unbeaten, they still looked poor.
And
there was one game when they played Preston in the FA Cup and it was awful.
Last season, what we did say, even unbeaten runs, like United are playing bad, but they're not losing. So that's a good sign. But this with Mourinho, he spent another 120 million, 150 million. So... It's a bit staggering that nothing is happening there. It must be so frustrating for the fans.
They've just had it too good, I think.
You had it too good, but you know.
And they've bought players who I don't know if some of them have come in and replaced the some of the bench players, you know, your kind of Carricks, you know, Schweinsteigers.
Yeah.
They've sort of been like Herrera.
But if you look at everybody they've made since Ferguson left, I mean, which one has really proved to be well? Martial is playing at the moment, but, you know, he looks a great talent, but he hasn't, you know, propelled them up like...
I think he's almost stood still this season.
He's completely stagnated and he's gone backwards.
Yeah.
He's gone backwards because of the style of the play, like Mourinho play, doesn't suit this guy that much.
Yeah.
He doesn't at the moment. I don't know exactly why he should. The old Chelsea way he played, I think Martial would have been good at that position when he wanted to have his wingers come in and, you know, score the Robben, the Duff, the even Hazard in one season against Mourinho. But he hasn't got him at all working with that. And Mkhitaryan at all. He had one good game against Feyenoord. And look at those buys. We have Zlatan. Even Herrera has come into the team, yes, but that was a buy post-Ferguson.
Yeah.
Hasn't lit the whole team up on fire. I think he should play. I think he should play Pogba, Carrick, Herrera.
That
should be his first choice for me. No choice, none of that. And then he should get Mkhitaryan into the team crying out loud.
Yeah.
He needs to get him in some. I don't know what's the... You know... His fitness problem, whatever, he needs to get him in. I mean, we're talking about maybe one of the best players at Bundesliga last season. And he didn't even play for Bayern.
Yeah.
He played for Dortmund. He's been great for a couple of seasons. He was even converted by every player before he went, every team before he went to Dortmund. He picked Dortmund, noses of Liverpool that year. and he'd been great there. And now he can't even get a game in because of some fucking, I don't know what reason, the physical or fitness or mental. I don't know what he's complaining about. So, no, the problems are still there for United.
Yeah, absolutely. Watford, for West Ham. Watford-Stoke was an appalling game of football. And both teams should be shot, okay? Or they should be just taken out of the league. It was appalling. We talked about Arsenal. Southampton upsetting Koeman on his return.
Yeah.
An early goal again, Charlie Austin, in like the 41 seconds.
And not only that, I think that... I think Koeman now, Everton, has really railed off the good form. It's not. It reminds a little bit of the way Martinez started well, and then but it's just a patch. But they're not going to be top four contenders.
No.
I think start of the season, the first five, gave you thinking, oh, is there another team in the mix? But nah, they don't have the quality to match the top teams.
Leicester, late penalty for the 2-2.
Stupid, fucking stupid challenge in the 93rd minute. What are you, fuck, are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, he needs to, I mean, you can see the fucking players of Middlesbrough. What did he do? Wes Morgan is coming in from the right wing, cutting inside on his left foot into the penalty box. He's not going to do shit. He's not going to have a shot. If you have the shot,
it's Wes Morgan.
Block the shot if he's going to have a shot. And he got luck. What does he do? He fucking kicks him down. I mean, it's one of the most stupidest challenges this season. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing in the 93rd minute? Leicester are appalling in the league. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. There's just nothing. They don't look like they want to win in the league. And then the balance of the team seems fucked up. I mean, it's all these... It's Moussa Slimani, Vardy, Mahrez. It's all these kind of attacking players in.
Yeah.
But they're not really playing the way you should play with those players. He still tries to play... You know, hit him on the break. What break?
You're not
getting any break against Middlesbrough at home. So he tries to make this part. He can't do it.
Yeah,
neither Ranieri or Leicester, they can't switch play. I mean, they've had a couple of months on them now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shocking. I heard a shocking radio phone in where the guy said, get Ranieri out.
Like, oh, but that's stupid.
You know, it's like when they say get Poch out.
I watched
Burnley Man City. Funny seeing Yaya in there again. And looks great.
He's good, yeah. He looks like he's a missing piece for them there.
Yeah, he.
And together with Fernandinho is you know.
Aguero scoring, I think it was one of the only clubs he hadn't scored against, so he got two there. But again, Burnley had chances and they played quite well, you know. But
Burnley bore a bit more quality. They could be like, you know, like Stoke in the early days.
Yeah,
but I think that if you get a few more quality players in, I think because they're not that easy to beat on the day. They have days but they're very difficult to break down, even away or at home. So they'll pick up points here and there, and they look more likely to pick up, you know, bullshit points than the Hull. And
well, I watched Hull West Brom as well. Watched the replay of that, and it wasn't a great game.
It wasn't a great game, but I think both teams are happy with the point. I mean, West Brom could have, for the first time, had 3 wins in a row in a lot of years.
Yeah,
but didn't make it. But they'll be happy. They got a good form. I mean,
one of the biggest cheers was Darren Fletcher, like, miss kicking a ball. It was like one of the worst miss kicks I've ever seen, and even just had to smile, you know.
But I think he's a very good striker, though, Rondon.
Yeah.
I mean, he was talked before he went to Premier League. He was one of those players that was always like mentioned in the periphery of players. That, you know, yeah, he's a good player. Always like good of games and Football Manager and stuff. So it was a very good buy from West Brom. We didn't get him for that expensive as well. I think it was under 10. And he's a very good striker, to be honest. His movement is very good. He seems to be a very good team player. I mean, if you play number one for Pulis, then you know they at least got work rate. And you listen to manager. That you understand the player does. And on top, if he does have that, he does have quality.
Yeah.
He does have quality, and he's good at running, holding up the ball. I think he's a very decent striker, to be honest.
Let's have a look at the game of the day then. Swansea City 5.
That must have been one of the craziest
Crystal
games.
Crystal Palace 4.
I mean, that crazy for a long, long time that was, because it was just so odd with 2 goals from the same team extra. Usually it's not that. I mean, Pardew, he's up to 6 now, right? 6 losses in a row.
Yeah.
So he's close to 9. And he won't reach 9.
Can we have a look at the fixtures? Who have they got coming up, Crystal Palace? I mean, they were 4-3 up. They fought their way back, you know? They got lucky as well with the... is it the Saha goal that just kind of flew... And then Swansea brought on Llorente.
Yeah.
Who is a quality striker.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great history of records. Played for Spain for years as well. He was great at Bilbao. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a big striker, of course. Yeah. But it was a bit like similar for when he came to Liverpool. Do you remember, what's his name? The striker from Real Madrid? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll come this. Oh, fucking brain freeze. Yeah. I think when he came as well, what was
it? Is it Llorente? Is it the same name?
No. Big ass striker for Real Madrid.
I know.
Completely lost it. Alright, forget it. But I think when he came, you don't know if they're going to perform or not. But Llorente was in Italy, he came now. He's been a bit struggling with fitness, I think. But he looked really good there. But even when he came on, they scored 3-1, right? They scored the 3-1 goal. Yeah. He headed it down, put in 3-1, and you thought the game was over. Palace still scored fucking 3 times. 3 bullshit goals, set pieces, absolute
Morientes. Atrocious.
Yeah, Morientes. Fernando Morientes. Yeah.
Llorente, Fernando.
Oh, yeah, okay, you thought that was...
It's sort of similar.
Llorente,
yeah.
Morientes.
Yeah.
How is that similar?
Well, it's like Fucky and Fucky.
No! It's like Fucky and Fredrikstad.
Weird when the TV looks back and can see now with the cameras everywhere, Benteke, his defending...
Oh, wow, yeah.
You would say...
Three goals.
He didn't track back to the far post, you know?
Atrocious, I understand that. They were discussing in the studio as well, like, whose fault it is. And he's great at header. He's a great header of the ball. We all know that.
Yeah.
He's great in it. So, of course, it would be logical to have him back so he can have the balls back. But the problem is that if you can't mark... What's the point of having? Then he should be standing on the post.
Yeah.
You can just stand on the post, and he'll at least cover a lot of ground, a lot of space by just standing there. Because if that is the way it goes, and you have to understand, Crystal Palace have conceded so many goals from set pieces. It's ridiculous. It's like 16 goals and bullshit like that.
Yeah.
So most of their goals have come from set pieces, and they can't do anything about it, which is awkward. Because
and they're all mistakes.
2 years ago. When Pulis were there, they didn't concede any goals from set pieces. So managers has some effect on that. Yeah. And I don't think, in the end of the day, players got to do marking. But why are you having Benteke back if every time... Because this is not the first time. 2 weeks ago, similar incident happened. They conceded from set piece. Benteke didn't track back. So maybe he just shouldn't be back there.
And like Hennessy for the Sigurdsson free kick.
when
he needs to stay there.
Of course.
So you kind of look at all the mistakes they're making. And what I really cracked up with, and this is when you see a manager under the weather a bit, he said that the free kick to Sigurdsson to equalise changed the game.
Yeah. It was a free kick.
Yeah, but it was like 1-1. And that's it fucking finished 5-4.
Yeah, but not only did that, it was a free kick.
Yeah, it
was a free kick. Puncher didn't look at the ball. He just went straight in and blocked him out. It was a free kick. Yeah. And then Hennessy made a stupid mistake from that goal. I don't know where the fuck he's going with his left foot. I don't know what he's thinking. Because even if he makes the wall and hits it on the left side, he would never be able to get it there anyway because his starting position is so to the right, he could never make it. The only way he could make it, if he starts in the middle and takes a guess on the left, he starts way up the right and puts it. It's a huge goalkeeping error. It's a huge goalkeeping error.
So what are we saying? Are we saying Pardew is...
I mean, it's amazing he hasn't been sacked after 6 games because of the sole reason that they're conceding goals like it's a joke. You know, he's not going to stop it. And when you look at Pardew's record, he's not good at organising defence. It just
that's but when the wheels come off for him...
It really comes off. Yeah. And the problem is, it's not a shitty team. Crystal Palace has got a lot of abundance of talent in that team.
Well, the next 3 games they've got is Southampton at home. Tough game. And then they've got Hull City away. And then they've got Man United at home.
You know, Southampton away, if he picks up a point, they're happy. If they lose to Hull...
Then Chelsea at home.
You see, where are we going? I mean...
Watford away, Arsenal away. He's gone! Pardew! Pardew!
If something... But, you know, he has done this many a times that he all of a sudden just has a run of 6 games. Feels like when they were up 4-3, this was the time that would happen for Palace. And then they concede 2 goals in extra time. It's just
91st and like 95th.
Just 90th minute just begun, scored that goal, and the last goal is just, I'm sorry, how can you concede that goal? I mean, how can you concede that goal? When you see the replay, it's a free kick, right?
Yeah.
Puncheon is in the middle of Christopher, I think it was Puncheon, in the middle, at the penalty spot, just pointing here and there.
Yeah.
They got like 4 guys, Palace, in the middle of the penalty spot. Well, fucking Swansea have 3 of the big guys on the far post, and that's where they put the ball in. And Benteke didn't go back, and he just lofts it. It's absolutely atrocious. And we've seen this so many times. I mean, they spend so much money, these Premier League teams, but there's so often we see this absolute bullshit defending.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing this entire season. End of the games, either Sunderland or it's Hull or these 4 fine bottom teams, they are really bad this year defensively. Really, really bad. I mean, we see so many defensive... It's fun for the neutral eye to see a bunch of goals all the time, but the 5-4 game, there wasn't a single good goal there.
But then Newcastle...
There was not a single good goal in 9 goals. There were 9 shitty goals. 9 mistakes was that game. Which is fun. It's unbelievable to watch the last minutes. It's just, and I had a big smile on my face when the last goal goes in. Yeah. You know, you just can just feel the audience and Bradley's first win. Yeah, they have a 1-6 game. They're at home. Rather see the home game in those kind of situations. You know, and if the away fans game... away team does that, it's just quiet.
Away team, you're scoring 4 goals and you lose, that's a bit shocking.
Yeah, but defence like that, they're going to keep on doing it. I mean, their defence is it's not good. It's not working at all. Nothing is working.
So Pardew out?
Yeah, Pardew's out. I think so.
Next couple of days, or he's got 1 more game?
He's probably got one more game, of course. Otherwise, he would have been sacked today. So I think he's got one more chance.
Something to do at Southampton.
He's got to get a play decent football. At least get a draw at Southampton. If they get a draw, I think that'll like Moyes. If he would have won that game, he prolonged his, which he did. Liverpool lost away, doesn't count. Fine. That game, he needs to get a Swansea draw, and then he needs to win at Hull. Not
Southampton draw, and then Hull
needs to get 4 points from these 2 games. If he wins, Southampton draws Hull, that'll save him as well. He needs 4 points now, and then he needs to pick up points every game. We're talking about Arsenal away, he needs to pick points there. Talking about Chelsea, he needs to pick points there.
And Watford, they're all like derbies as well, like London Watford, but...
Yeah, but it's kind of a derby, yeah. No, just just, I mean, it's almost closer to Watford than it is to another London club.
Let's have a look at a couple of bit of news. Gerrard retiring.
Yes, he's gone.
Like we said, though, felt like he retired when he left Liverpool, really.
Yeah, didn't he?
You know, and Seattle go on to the final now. And they play Toronto.
A lot of stuff going on in the American League now as well. I mean, Klinsmann, of course, the national team got sacked. Arena took over. And now Seattle came to the final. And they're going to play a Canadian team because it's Montreal, Toronto in the second one. So MLS, it's getting a bit more money. It's getting a bit bigger. So I think we're going to slowly start seeing...
And Trump loves football.
Does he?
No.
No, I
was like anything.
No, he didn't like... It's probably too many Latinos playing football for him.
Good at building a wall, though.
Yeah, so...
For the free kick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to pay for it as well.
Yep.
It's been more political news, though, hasn't it? Trump... Castro is dead.
Yeah.
Fidel Castro is dead.
I don't know much about him, really.
He's a dictator of Cuba.
He was.
Yeah. You said there was a great tweet about that. I thought it was funny.
You say it then.
Well, you said something about Fidel Castro said that he's not going to die until America are in ruins.
Yeah.
And then Trump became president. And then there's a fake tweet from Castro saying, all right, then I'm out. which is fucking funny. I'm sorry. It's not funny to laugh about somebody's death, but, you know, he has done some questionable things.
Good. More politics next week on Swedish Politicians Mafia. Real Madrid carried on. Ronaldo getting a couple of goals there. The result of the day really was Barca, though. Again, I get a real Sociedad. I don't think they've won there in like 6 or 7 visits now.
What do you think that is? To be honest, what could it be? Well, when teams have this, like Tottenham hasn't won for 26 years at Stamford Bridge. Yeah. I mean, what's going on? What is that? How could that happen?
Do you think it must be psychological?
It must be, but in what? I mean, so a bunch of players who's never played a team, all right? Or half the players, never played a team, goes into a dressing room. And they discuss and say, like, yeah, we're going to play them. Do they mention that they haven't won there for 6 years? Or do they just don't talk about it?
Come on, lads, let's beat the hoodoo, eh? Come on.
Why are you speaking English in Spain?
Because I'm Gary Neville.
All right.
I'm going to lose my job soon.
De la qué?
No, I'm Morientes. Loriente. Morelanda.
But honestly, what do you think of the mindset? What are you going to think? I mean...
It must play on the players' minds that they're going somewhere, you know, and they're like, you haven't won here
but
in
But then you always talk about complacency on the other side then. Like, don't get complacent. Don't get complacent. Yeah. Don't get complacent. So Chelsea hasn't got complacent for 26 years ago, I guess, Spurs.
But maybe... But maybe Barcelona were like, right, let's not mention that. It's just another game.
Yeah, they
you
probably
know.
Must always say that.
Yeah.
But do you think they do this? They say, it's just another game. Let's go there. They fucking don't win.
Why
next
are they
year,
speaking English?
Because, you know, he wants to be international.
Okay.
There's a couple of players there who doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, cool.
Like no one. And then they say that, right? And the next year, will they change rhetoric then? Like, instead of just saying, oh, instead of just ignoring, that didn't work, do you say, like, boys, we haven't won here for years, it's ridiculous, let's go there and do it, and it doesn't work. What the fuck do you do there? Do
you, see? You put a video on and go, these are the losses we've had. Come on, boys!
I mean, for a record like the one, for instance, to go back to that, the Spurs record for that, I mean, everybody knows that in that dressing room.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Kane, during his lifetime... Tottenham has never won the Stamford Bridge. I mean, it's almost my lifetime we haven't won the Stamford Bridge.
You're like 35, aren't you?
I'm 36.
Yeah, it's 28 years, so there's 8-year difference. So don't drag yourself into that stat.
I think I'm going to drag myself into that stat. I mean, I don't remember when we won the Stamford Bridge. I was 9? I don't remember that game.
You don't
game.
Remember anything from 0 to 9? You don't have any...
I remember, but I don't remember that game.
Were you in a camp or something?
Yeah. A Pac-Man camp. He's trying to make me a Pac-Man. Ended up being Pakistani. It was weird.
Went from Pac-Man to Pakistani man.
Yeah. Or actually, when I go, and you know, I dress up as Pac-Man. I just wear nothing and just say I'm Pac-Man. It's like, that's not yellow. It's like, no, I'm from Pakistan. It's original.
Wow. So Barca drop points again. Now I think
how about jumping out of a bush? They kept doing da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Pac-Man.
I think it's like 5 points now, Real. Atletico won. Good result for them. Italy, surprise. Juve losing. Big loss, really.
But still, they're going to win the league.
Yeah. Milan won.
Or maybe Milan's going to win the league.
Roma won. I watched Torino-Chievo. Is it Chievo?
Chievo.
Chievo. Good game. Quite enjoyed it.
How was hot?
Looks weird.
What do you mean? Just got a big pimple?
No, he's just got like a... Wears like a t-shirt. You know, like... Wears like no sleeves.
He always wears as no sleeves one. And the thing is... There's no sleeves, but aren't they a bit shorter or longer than the regular sleeves?
They look a bit longer.
Longer or like starched almost.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, they're not really falling down. It a bit odd. And, or maybe it's because he's a keeper, I don't know.
Yeah, he looked fine. It was a good game, actually. It's...
Do you think his wife's mum said that first time she met him? She said, he's a keeper. You know, that you should marry him.
Yep, and then
brilliant dad joke. Just I can hear the listeners laughing at
the
moment.
He's got a lot of heart. He's a keeper.
Yeah.
Germany, Leipzig.
That was kind of the same joke.
Continuing to defy the odds.
Is this the new Leicester?
It's the new Hoffenheim. Yeah, they're doing great.
So they're 3 points clear of Bayern Munich.
I got a bit of an eyesight problem. I thought there were 11 points clear at one stage. And I was like, fuck, people are really downplaying this. They're miles ahead. And then I looked at the thing again. I was like, oh, no,
they're 3 points ahead of Bayern and 6 points ahead of Hertha Berlin and Eintracht Frankfurt, because Borussia Dortmund is currently at 7.
Yeah, behind Hoffenheim, actually, which is quite surprising.
Yeah, but it's only 1 point. So it's still tied for the other spots there, but Leipzig is going really, really well, and it's been amazing if they can do a kind of England there as well, as one of those other teams snatches a place. But German league is of course a bit more open when it comes to Champions League spots than the other leagues are, because they do get four spots, and it's not always the four same team who gets them. I mean, Dortmund and Bayern usually gets there.
Well, Wolfsburg were there last year.
Yeah, and Leverkusen this year.
And they're 14th. Werder Bremen a lot there. Yeah, you know. Mönchengladbach.
Dortmund missed a couple of years ago, 2 years ago as well. They missed out. So it's fun that way.
Yeah,
I think a lot of teams in Germany feel like, yeah, we can reach the top four or the top six, seven.
Hertha Berlin having a good season.
Yeah, they had a great season as well. And they were one of those teams that's been struggling lately, a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see that it's very competitive, the German league, despite them having Bayern Munich there. But
it's kind of weird as well. When I was in Germany, I did a gig. I met a Schalke fan, and they were like, "It's a disaster. Like, we've lost the first six. They lost the first six games, I think. Yeah, something like that." And now look at them. They're up.
Yeah, they started
eight.
Atrocious in the beginning, and now they're 17 points, 13 off the leaders, Leipzig, which is still, and your great team then.
Hoffenheim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nagelsmann.
Sixth spot, great career. Do you think he might be? Could he be the next kind of Klopp coming out of Germany?
If he continues to sniff his fingers, he could be the new Low. I want to thank you very much for listening to my. My podcast.
Wow. You're going away for like a month and it's your podcast.
No, we're
going
to do one on Friday, and that's my farewell. I'll be away for 7 weeks, actually, and we'll have Kunal and a few special guests.
Yes. Because we just realized that the hole for Mr. Al Pitcher is going to be huge, as you said. So, yeah, we're going to have a few guests in.
Yeah.
You see that? You said, why do you paste that poster on Facebook? I said, anybody know a referee? And just got an answer straight away.
Perfect. Well, they flag it up, did they?
Yeah.
Flag it up.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
But I thought it was just offside saying that.
Okay, don't read between the lines, man. Thank you very much.
That's a bad foul.
That's a bad foul. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's not. Ref!
Cool. Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll see you on Friday for the final podcast. I know there's League Cup matches this week. And then it's Champions League the following week, isn't it? And I think that's when Tottenham really have to pick up something to win the Europa League spot. But we'll see.
Yeah, we need a pointer.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Tell people about this pod. We need more listeners. We need more people with ears. Thank you. Bye bye.
Right.
Wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.